ما شاء الله. السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وأسأل ربي عز وجل أن يحسن لنا الختام جميعا وأن يرزقنا صالح النية. قبل أن نتابع من حيث وصلنا، كان هذا السؤال وصل في آخر الحصة الماضية، أجيب عنه إن شاء الله. Before continuing from where we stopped, let me answer this question. I got it at the end of the past session. سؤال عن امرأة أسقطت حملها بعد دخول الروح في الجنين، هل عليها دية ولمن تدفع إذا كان كذلك؟ The question is about a woman who had abortion after the soul entered the fetus. So after the fetus became alive, is there an indemnity on her, and to whom this is paid? She gives it to who? الجواب فيه تفصيل على حسب الحال. There are details depending on the situations or أولا ينظر هل هي نفسها أسقطت فعلت الإجهاض أم الطبيب أجهضها. So first she needs to check, one needs to check, did she herself aborted herself or did the doctor do it for her? إن كانت هي أجهضت قتلت الجنين فعليها الكفارة، كفارة القتل، وعليها أيضا الدية. If she herself aborted herself, that is, if she was the one who killed the fetus, there is an expiation on her, the expiation of killing in general, and she needs to pay the indemnity. كفارة القتل معروفة. The expiation of killing is known. عتق رقبة أو فإن عجز صيام شهرين متتابعين. To free a slave if one is unable to fast two consecutive months. وفوق هذا, on top of that, تعطي عبدا لورثة هذا الجنين. She gives a slave to the inheritors of this fetus. وهي ليست منهم. And she is not one of them. لأن القاتل لا يرث من المقتول. Because the killer does not inherit the killed person. So. أما إذا كان القاتل هو الطبيب. Now if the one who killed, who did the actual killing, who killed the fetus, is the doctor, في هذه الحال عليه هو الكفارة والدية. In this case, he has to fulfill the expiation and to pay the indemnity. ولو كان بإذنها, even if he took her permission before doing that. لأنه هو الذي قتل بالفعل. Because he is the one who did the killing. أما هي فعليها إثم. she is sinful for giving him the permission to do that. إذا كانت أذنت له تأثم. لكن الكفارة والدية عليه هو ليس عليها. She is sinful for giving him the permission to do that, but the expiation and the indemnity are both due on him and not on her. طيب نكمل من حيث وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ومنها الضرب بحق بغير حق. The author said to beat a person unjustly. يعني من معاصي اليد ضرب إنسان بغير حق. Among the sins of the hand is to hit someone unjustly. جاء في الحديث إن الله يعذب الذين يعذبون الناس في الدنيا. In the hadith of the Prophet, it is narrated that those who torture the people in this life are going to be tortured in the hereafter. As al-hadith rawahu Abu Dawood wa ghayruhu. Abu Dawood and others narrated this hadith. وَمِثْلُ ضَرْبِ الْمُسْلِمِ كما يحرم ضربه بغير حق يحرم ترويعه إخافته بغير حق. As it is prohibited to hit, to harm a Muslim unjustly, it is prohibited to scare a Muslim unjustly. كأن يشير إليه بسلاح مثلا, كأن يرفع عليه سيفا أو يرفع في وجهه بندقية. Like to scare him with a sword or with a rifle. That is to direct a rifle towards him or to direct a sword to point a sword at him or the like. حتى جاء في الحديث الصحيح الذي رواه ابن حبان وغيره من أشار إلى أخيه بحديدة فإن الملائكة تلعنه وإن كان أخاه لأبيه وأمه. ابن حبان narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said من أشار إلى أخيه بحديدة فإن الملائكة تلعنه ولو كان أخيه لأبيه وأمه. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Which means if someone points to his brother, that is his Muslim brother, a weapon, the angels damn him, even if this brother was his blood brother, that is his brother from his mother and his father. ليس شيئا هينا ترويع المسلم. It is not a small sin to scare a Muslim. بعض الناس يمزحون مع غيرهم فيروعونه. Some people, out of joking, they joke with others and they scare them. Like at the first day of April, what do they call it? April what? Someone might call someone and tell him, your house is burning, your mom died, or they took her to the hospital, your father, this such and such happened to your father, and they think that it is a funny matter. This is an enormous sin. Scaring a Muslim is not something light. قال المؤلف وأخذ الرشوة وإعطاؤها. The author said to take and to give a bribe. من معاصي اليد أخذ الرشوة وإعطاؤها. الأخذ, أما الأخذ فهو حرام على الحاكم ومن شابهه كالقاضي ونحوه, حتى لو كان يحكم بحق ليس له أن يأخذ رشوة حتى يحكم بحق. Taking a bribe by a ruler, a judge or the like is prohibited, even if he is doing that to give a just ruling. He is not entitled to take a bribe. أما المعطي فعلى حسب حاله. As to the one who gives, this depends on the situation. أحيانا يمنع من حقه. Sometimes some corrupted officials prevent him from getting his right. إلا إذا أعطاهم شيئا, except if he gives them something. مثلا ماله لا يعطونه ماله إلا أن يعطيهم شيئا. For example, they do not give him his money, the money that he is his right, except if he gives something to them or the like. في هذه الحال الآخذ آثم. In this case, the one who takes the money is sinful. المعطي ليس آثما. The one who pays is not sinful. لأنه لا يدفع لإبطال حق أو إحقاق باطل, إنما يدفع للوصول إلى حقه. Because he is not paying to take what he does not deserve or to prevent someone else from getting what they deserve. He pays to get what he deserves, to get his right. So is not sinful in this case. قال المؤلف وإحراق الحيوان إلا إذا آذى وتعين طريقا في الدفع. The author said to burn an animal unless there was no other way to avoid its harm. الشيء الذي فيه روح لا يحل إحراقه. The living being, whether it is an animal or a human being, it is not permissible to burn something that has a soul in it. إلا أن يكون هذا الشيء مؤذيا وليس هناك سبيل لدفع أذاه إلا بالإحراق. Except if it is a harmful animal, for example, and there is no way to avoid its harm except by burning it. مثلا لو فرضنا أن إنسانا كان عنده نمل في بيته يؤذيه, لا يجوز له أن يقتل هذا النمل بالحرق. For example, if someone has ants in their house, harmful ants, ants that bite in their house, for example, they bite, so they are harmful one. ones. It is not permissible for this person to burn them. يقتله بغير الحق. He kills it with other than burning. ثبت في حديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يعذب بالنار إلا ربها. It is confirmed from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said no one should torture with fire except the creator of fire, that is Allah Ta'ala. أما إن لم يكن سبيل لدفع الأذى إلا بالإحراق فيجوز. Now if there is no way to avoid, to pull off, to protect oneself from the harm of this animal except by burning it, then it is permissible. قال المؤلف والمثلة بالحيوان. The author said to dismember an animal. المثلة معناها تقطيع الأعضاء أو تغيير الخلقة. هذه المثلة لا يجوز التمثيل بالحيوان. لا يجوز مثلا قطع رجل الهرة أو شرم وجهها أو ما شابه. It is not permissible to dismember an alive animal. For example, it is not permissible to cut off the leg of a cat, for example. And it is not permissible to change the appearance of the animal. To disfigure the animal. For example, it is not permissible to, how do you say it? Pull out the eye of a cat or disfigure it. It is haram among the sins of the hand. Well, some people they do that just like as if they are playing. Cats or other than cats. Cat is just an example. Yeah, go ahead. No, this is not dismembering. No. They clip. This is not dismembering. No, this is not what's meant. Toy. قال المؤلف واللعب بالنرد وكل ما فيه قمار حتى لعب الصبيان بالجوز والكعاب. The author said to play with the die and anything that contains gambling, including children's games. النرد بالعربية يعني يقال له، العرب يسمونه النرد أخذا من كلمة نردشير، لأنه فعل أول ما فعل، عمل هذا أول ما عمل لملك من ملوك الفرس، فمن هنا أخذت كلمة النرد. وهذا مراد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بقوله من لعب بالنردشير فكأنما غمس يده في لحم خنزير ودمه. من لعب بالنردشير فكأنما غمس يده في لحم خنزير ودمه، معناه حرام، كما يحرم غمس اليد في لحم الخنزير ودمه يحرم اللعب بالنرد ولو لم يكن على مال. It is not permissible. It is not permissible to play with a die. Whether this takes place for money, whether it includes gambling or not, just playing with a die is prohibited. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من لعب بالنردشير فكأنما غمس يده في لحم خنزير ودمه, which means the one who plays with the die as if he immerses his hand in the meat and the blood of a pig, which means it is prohibited, as it is prohibited to immerse one's hand in the meat and the blood of the pig. وكل لعب شابه النرد فله نفس الحكم. Every game that is similar to playing with die has the same judgment. That is, it is prohibited. يعني أن كل لعب يعتمد على الحذر والتخمين, كل لعبة تعتمد على الحذر والتخمين محرمة. مثل الأوراق المزوقة التي يلعبون بها, في بعض البلاد يسمونها أوراق الشدة, هذه محرمة لأنها تعتمد على الحذر والتخمين. This means every game that is based on guessing and not on calculation is prohibited, like playing cards and the like. أما ما كان اعتماده على الحساب كالشطرنج فلا يحرم. Now, on the other hand, the game that is based on calculation, like chess, is not prohibited. لأن شخص يعمل حسابا معينا قبل النقل, because one makes certain calculations before moving the pieces. Not like the cards. He doesn't make any calculations to get the cards that he gets. So it's different. Anyway. نعم. إن لم يكن معها قمار, لا. إن كان معها مع اللعب بالنرد قمار فهو كبيرة. If playing with a die is in a way that it contains gambling, it includes gambling, then it would be an enormous sin. If not, then it is a small sin. لعب بالنرد حرام. ده شيء تاني هداك. أما اللعب حرام. ومع عدم حرمة الشطرنج فإنه مكروه. Take in consideration that even though playing chess is not prohibited, it is disliked. Which means in the religion did not encourage to play chess. Rather, it encourages not to do it. وفي بعض المذاهب هو حرام. And according to some mujtahids, it is haram, it is prohibited, even the chess. وليس للأهل أن يسمحوا لأولادهم بأن يلعبوا الألعاب المشابهة المعتمدة على الحزب والتخمين والتي يدخل فيها القمار. And the parents need to be careful about this issue and not to allow their children to play with games, with dye, and the like, or with games that includes gambling. Don't little children play here some games that includes things similar to that? I think they do. With those with the marbles and the like. I think if you think about those things, you'll find that several games include either gambling or similar prohibited things. What's this famous game? They throw the die and then they move. I don't know this one. I was thinking about something else. No. I mean the children play with it. Yeah, for example, the snake thing and ladder. There is another one. Wait. Okay, mashallah. You see, I told you in the last session, you have a totally different attitude. Usually. Mashallah. Okay, like this game. What do they call it? They throw the die and then one moves his whatever piece and then he buys the
Monopoly.
Okay.
Could you please move this way?
Monopoly. One needs to be careful about these things and to be careful about what his children, with what his children are playing. In the past, the children in some areas used to play with nuts and things like شو هي كعب الحيوان كعب البهيم and the heel of the animals. Because some heels you have, they have all the ankle bones, parts of the foot of the animal that you can use it. It has several faces, and you can use it. You can play with it. So they had a certain way, and they would take nuts from each other based on that. Gambling, yani, it's a kind of gambling. If they are not pubescent, they are not sinful because they are not accountable. But the parents should not let them do it and should not encourage them to play with such games. طيب. كذلك يحرم اللعب بكل ما فيه قمار. Likewise, gambling is prohibited. وصورة القمار المجمع عليها أن يخرج الجانبان كل منهما عوضا ويأخذ أحدهما الكل على حسب ما يفعلون في العادة. What is considered by consensus gambling, prohibited gambling, is when everyone pays a certain some money, something, and then one among them takes everything depending on the die or whatever. You know how they do it. قال المؤلف واللعب بآلات اللهو المحرمة كالطنبور والرباب والمزمار والأوتار. The author said to play unlawful musical instruments like the lute, rabab, flute and string instruments. أظن هذا الموضوع استوفيناه يعني. I think we talked enough about this subject in the past sessions. قال المؤلف ولمس الأجنبية عمدا بغير حائل أو به بشهوة ولو مع جنس أو محرمية. The author said to intentionally touch the marriageable woman without a barrier, or to touch her lustfully with a barrier, even if the person in this case is a non-marriageable kin, or of the same sex. حرام أن يلمس الشخص أن يمس الرجل جلد امرأة أجنبية. أن يمس بجلده جلدها. It is prohibited that a man touches the skin of a marriageable woman. وكذلك يحرم أن يمس شعرها. Likewise, it is prohibited to touch her hair. وكذلك يحرم أن يمس ظفرها وسنها. Likewise, it is prohibited to touch her tooth and to touch her nails. يعني إذا كان هذا بغير حائل. Which means if this happens without a barrier. For the skin, to touch the skin. سواء كان بشهوة أو بغير شهوة. Whether it takes place with desire or without desire. Lustfully or not lustfully. وهذا الحكم مجمع عليه. There is no difference about this judgment among the mujtahids. نعم اختلفوا هل ينقض ذلك الوضوء أو لا ينقض الوضوء. Yes, they had difference in opinions about breaching the wudu by that. Some said this breaches the wudu, some said it does not. But they never had any difference in opinions about the prohibition of such doing. All of them said that it is prohibited. But some said it also breaches al-wudu, invalidates al-wudu. Some said it is prohibited, but it does not invalidate the wudu. They did not have any difference in opinions about the prohibition of this issue. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كانت النساء كن يأتينا لمبايعته. الرجال أصل المبايعة عند العرب تكون بوضع اليد باليد. The habit of the Arabs for when one pays allegiance to another one, their habit was to put their hand, to shake hands, to do that, like this. This is their habit. And this is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam received the men. This is how the men paid allegiance to him. لَمَّا أَرَادَتِ النِّسْوَ مُبَايَعَتَهُ مَا رَضِيَ مُصَافَحَتَهُنَّ. When the females, the woman wanted to pay allegiance to him, he did not accept to shake hands with them. وقال إنما قولي لمئة امرأة كقولي لامرأة واحدة. يعني أنا أبايعكن بالكلام ليس بالمصافحة. He told them, I do this with you through words and not by shaking hands. بعض الناس في زماننا جماعة يقال لها حزب التحرير عندهم فساد من أكثر من ناحية. من جملة الفساد الذي عندهم أنهم يقولون يجوز مصافحة المرأة الأجنبية. There are a group of people nowadays called the Party of Liberation. They call themselves حزب التحرير الإسلامي. They call themselves the Islamic Liberation Party. They have deviances. Among them is that they say it is permissible to shake hands with marriageable women. ويحرفون أحد أحاديث النبي يحرفون معناه. They pervert the meaning of one of the hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. في بعض الأحاديث أن النسوة جئنا لمبايعة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لما جئنا لمبايعته قبضت إحداهن يدها ثم قالت كذا وكذا إلى آخر الحديث. هم يعتمدون على هذا يقولون قبضت يدها معناه البقية كنا يبايعنا بالمصافحة. قبضت يدها معناه فعلت ما مدت يدها هذا معناه. إذن البقية كنا يصافحنا. يعتمدون على هذا الحديث ليقولوا مقالتهم. ولم يعرفوا أو عرفوا الله أعلم لم يعرفوا أن قبض اليد عند العرب معناه الامتناع عن المبايعة. ليس معناه قبض اليد الحسي إنما معناه الامتناع عن المبايعة هذا معناه في مثل هذا الموضع. ثم من قال لهم أن مد اليد لو فرضنا المبايعة كانت بمد اليد من قال لهم أنه كان معها مصافحة؟ قد يكون مد يد من بعيد أو من قريب لكن من غير مصافحة، بل ورد في بعض طرق الأحاديث مثل ذلك. فمن أين جاءوا بهذه الكلمة التي هي ضد إجماع الأمة من أيام الصحابة إلى أيامنا؟ Those people, they rely on a hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that when the woman came to pay allegiance to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, one of them she did not stretch her hand. This is the literal translation. In Arabic, قبضت يدها. If you want to translate it literally, then you would say, did not stretch her hand. So they relied on that to say, this means that the others used to stretch their hands, and thus they used to shake hands with the Prophet. Out of their ignorance, they do not know that this is a figure of speech in the Arabic language, meaning that that woman did not pay allegiance. So the Arabs used that word for not paying allegiance until she asked the Prophet about something, and after that she paid allegiance. So this is a figure of speech in the Arabic language. They did not know that out of their ignorance. On top of that, even let's assume that the woman used to stretch their hands physically. Does this necessitate shaking hands? It does not. There is a possibility that they stretched their hands without shaking, isn't it? Not just that, in some narrations in the hadith, there is a sign to that, that they used to stretch their hands without shaking. Without shaking hands with the Prophet. على كل حال المرأة التي كانت مع النساء اللواتي بايعنا هي قالت إن النبي لم يصافحهن. Anyway, the woman who paid allegiance to the Prophet, some of them, they narrated what happened and they explicitly said that the Prophet did not shake hands with them. Rather, he told them that I do that with you through words. So I think they know more than those people. Yeah, for sure. They know more. زِدْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ قال لأن يطعن أحدكم بحديدة في رأسه خير له من أن يمس امرأة لا تحل له. هذا يدل على حرمة هذا الأمر. On top of that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لأن يطعن أحدكم بحديدة في رأسه خير له من أن يمس امرأة لا تحل له, which means if one of you is stabbed in his head, this is better for him than touching a marriageable woman, a woman that is not one of his non-marriageable relatives. ليس هذا ضلالة هؤلاء الناس فقط. This is not the only misguidance of those people. يقولون لو قبل الشخص المرأة الأجنبية يجوز. They say even if one kisses a marriageable woman, this is permissible. يقولون إذا كان بغير شهوة. With the condition that this would be without desire. يقولون غير هذا أيضا، يقولون لابد فرض على، يقولون الآن لأنه لا يوجد خليفة، لأن المسلمين ما أقاموا خليفة، كل واحد من المسلمين آثم. They say that now because there is no caliph, the Muslims did not establish a caliph, then each and every Muslim is sinful. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. مرة شيخ عبد الله كان يعطي محاضرة في ألمانيا، كان بين الموجودين واحد من هؤلاء، قام بدل أن يتكلم في شيء مفيد قام يشوش على الناس، قال للشيخ المسلمون آثمون، لابد من إقامة الخليفة لأنهم ما أقاموا خليفة، لابد من إقامة الخليفة. الشيخ قال له إذن أنت ماذا تفعل هنا في ألمانيا؟ اذهب إلى بلاد المسلمين فأقم إذن خليفة، ماذا تفعل هنا؟ أخ سكت ما عرف إيش يقول. Once Sheikh Abdullah was giving a lecture in Germany in a big hall with many people, and among those who were attending was one of this party. And he started after the class, instead of asking a beneficial question, he started saying all the Muslims are sinful for not establishing a caliph, etc. They need to work towards that and put effort, and they are sinful because they did not establish a caliph. And Sheikh Abdullah told him, what are you doing here then in Germany? Go to the Islamic countries, to your country, original country, and establish a caliph. What are you doing here then? So he did not know what to say. What would he say? What would he say? They have other bad sayings, those people, other than judging all of us to be sinful. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. مرة واحد من الصحابة سأل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، قال له وإذا لم يكن للمسلمين جماعة ولا إمام، إذا جاء وقت ما كان يوجد خليفة فلم يكن لهم جماعة ولا إمام، كان النبي يوصيهم بعدم الخروج على الإمام، فقال فإن لم يكن لهم إمام ولا جماعة يا رسول الله، قال فاعتزل تلك الفرق كلها، ولو أن تلقى الله، ولو أن تعض على جذع شجرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. معناه إذا كان هناك عدة فرق من المسلمين يتقاتلون لأجل الدنيا ولا يوجد خليفة أو إمام، أنا إيش أفعل؟ النبي قال له اعتزل تلك الفرق كلها، لا تقاتل هؤلاء مع هؤلاء ولا هؤلاء مع هؤلاء، ولو أن تعض على جذع شجرة. ما قال له أنت آثم إذا لم تقم خليفة، عند العجز إيش يعمل الشخص؟ One of the companions once asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet was urging them that if there is a caliph, not to revolt against the caliph, etc. One of the companions told him, what if at one time the Muslims do not have a caliph? If this arrives, if this happens, and there are several groups of them fighting each other for a dunya, the Prophet told him to avoid all those groups, not to fight with any of them against the other. And even if he needs to do that, this is a figure of speech. If you translate it literally, it means even if you need to bite you bite on the trunk of a tree. This is a figure of speech that is, stick away from that. Even if you need to do that, even if you get to that extent, to bite on the trunk of a tree, just stay away from this tribulation if this happened. The Prophet did not tell him, then you would be sinful for not having a caliph at that time. Why don't you didn't put effort to have a caliph and re-establish order? Or how do they, is this how they say? When one is unable to do something like that, how would he be sinful? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وينكرون عذاب القبر. يقولون لا يجب الإيمان بعذاب القبر. And they say it is not an obligation to believe in the torture in the grave. ولهم غير هذا أيضا. مرة واحد زبكته ما كان يا لطيف. قال المؤلف وتصوير ذي روح. The author said to depict that which has a soul. من معاصي اليد تصوير ذي روح سواء كان مجسما أو منقوشا على جدار أو على ورقة أو على سقف أو منسوجا في ثوب، كل هذا حرام. تصوير ذي روح حرام إن كان مجسما أو غير مجسم. To depict that which has a soul is prohibited. Whether by making a statue of that or drawing something, the picture on a wall, on a ceiling, or شو ينسجه or to weave it. All of that is prohibited. Or to print it on the material, all of that is prohibited. هلا وهذا الحكم في المذاهب الثلاثة الشافعي والحنفي والحنبلي. This is the ruling in the three schools, شافعي حنفي and حنبلي. أما المالكية يقولون المجسم حرام، أما غير المجسم يجوز. As for the Malikis, they say to depict what has a soul is haram if this is if it has like three dimension, like a statue. But drawing a picture or on a paper or taking a picture with a camera or the like is not prohibited. إذا كانت هذه الصورة على هيئة تعيش بحيث على هيئة تعيش عليها لو كان فيها روح يحرم استبقاؤها يحرم أن يستبقيها الشخص عنده. Now this picture or statue or the like, if in the first place it is haram to do it, okay? Now, if it is done by oneself or by others, is it permissible to keep it? Or one has to, how do you say it? To damage it. If it has a shape that can be, how do I say it? Okay. If it is drawn in a way that if it was alive having this shape, if it has a soul, yani, and having this shape, it would remain alive usually, then it is prohibited to keep it as is. One needs to tear the head, for example, cut it in a way that it does not live usually having this shape. Wow. I will let Haj Ali re-explain, inshaAllah. So, for example, if someone draws a picture of a man with one leg and one hand, with all the parts except one leg and one hand, you cannot keep it like that. It is haram to do it, and it's haram to keep it after that. So you cut it in half, for example, from here or from here, in a way that usually the man does not live on that shape. Because a man can live with one hand and one leg. Even a man can live without hands and without legs. Now, if you draw a picture of the upper part of a human being from the navel to the tip of the head, a human being does not live usually. Does the human being live like that? No. Drawing it is haram, but keeping it after that is permissible. Okay, so this is how the judgment goes. أما رسم ما ليس فيه روح فيجوز شجرة وزهرة يجوز. Now, drawing something that does not have a soul, it is permissible. Whether it has a complete shape or not. Drawing a tree, a flower, a house, it is permissible. Ibn Abbas, كان رجل يرسم في زمانه. فقال له ابن عباس, إن كنت ولا بد فاعلا, فاصنع الشجرة وما لا روح فيه. At the time of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, a man was skillful in drawing. So Ibn Abbas told him, If you want to do that, that is, he did not even encourage him to do it. But he said, if you want to do it, then draw things that does not have souls in them. He said, trees and the like. He said, draw trees and things alike that do not have soul. هذا رواه البخاري عن ابن عباس. This is narrated by Al-Bukhari from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه. Now if you see someone who keeps those pictures and take pictures, and whether complete or incomplete, not statues and the like, pictures, don't rush to tell them this is haram, etc., because this person might be following the Maliki school. So take it easy, okay? Don't rush on that issue. بقي شيء لعب البنات اللعب التي تلعب بها البنات الصغيرات أي التي تكون على شكل بنت صغيرة يجوز أن يأتي بها الأهل لبنتهم الصغيرة ويجوز استبقاؤها عندهم. ما قلت يجوز أن يشتريها، قلت أن يأتي بها. One more thing, the toys, the doll that has the shape of a little girl, not a little boy, a little girl, it is permissible for the parent to bring it to his or her little girl, not little boy. Okay? So to a little girl, and it has the shape of a little girl. I said to bring it, I did not say to buy it. Okay? To bring it. أيضا المالكية أجازوا شراء هذه. Now the Malikis said that it is permissible to buy such doll. So even if you see someone buying it, don't rush to tell him this is haram. Maybe he is following the school of Malik. Okay. Do you know those little toys that they have the shape of firefighters or soldiers or the like? You do not buy them. You do not bring them to your children. And you do not keep them. If you have them at home, you cut off their heads if you want. Or you make a hole in their chest in a way that a human being does not live if he has such a hole. Or something like that. Not a tiny little hole. No, in a way that a human being does not live having such a hole. A hole, yani, from one side to the other side. This is what a hole, I mean. This is what I mean. Do you know how some people, they have at their homes little things like little ducks, like toys that has the shape of little ducks, that have the shape of little ducks? The same thing applies to these toys. Or, yeah, teddy bear, for example, the same thing applies. Okay, تفضل حاج بكي تفسر لهم هديكي حسيت حالي خلاص طيب. Let us stop here. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Inshallah. Tafadhal Ziyad. بدي راجع قبل ما احكي فيها. تفضل. I cannot hear you. ما شاء الله. يلعب مع واحد تاني يعني لوحده، لانه العلة في التحريم أن هذا يقود إلى خلاف لا طائل تحته. بس بيرجع بيسأل. Playing cards and the like with die is prohibited because this leads usually to disputes and disagreements with no benefits. Not just dispute, to شو بسموه؟
To
fights. To fight sometimes. تفضل خالد. Is this to do it, to draw it in this way? Let me ask and check about it, inshallah. لا كيف ما كان. Go ahead. No eyes, no mouth, no nose, no. Well, like that, a person does not live. Does a person live like that? No. Someone, I remember a story. Someone told me, mashallah, this man knew Sheikh Abdullah long time ago. Then kind of he lost him. He didn't know anything about him. They separated in different countries, both of them. And then after, like, Sheikh kept asking about him. Subhanallah, if you live with Sheikh Abdullah, you learn a lot. Sheikh Abdullah does not forget his friends. He does not ignore them. Sometimes you would be surprised. He would tell you, "Do you know that area, that place? Yes, there is a house there. Yes. A family, they live there, family so and so. Yes, you go there and you tell them, Sheikh Abdullah gives you his salam, etc. 20 years ago, I visited them. Like, this happened, what I told you happened, as is. 20 years ago, I visited them. So, go and check on them. How are they? How are they okay? Everyone is okay, like that. Well, this is an example. So Sheikh Abdullah kept asking about this person until he found it. So Sheikh found it, not the other way. He found him. Okay. He's a person. He was happy. He told me how he met Sheikh Abdullah first, and he was a shubi musabi' yani, a wrestler when he was young yani. He was a wrestler, etc. Wrestler. And he said, I invited Sheikh Abdullah to my house, and one day he visited me at home. He entered and he took me in his arms. While he was reaching, at the same time, immediately, to a little to a small bulb that has the shape of an animal, a complete animal. He said I didn't even notice at the beginning. So just when he went in, because he knew that this person wouldn't mind. So he just took me in his arms and he reached that thing and he was breaking it. Just. And so. Yani, you can. MashaAllah. You can. And these things. If you observe them, this makes a difference in your life and the life of your family. If you do not observe them, this also makes a difference, but in a negative way in your life and the life of your family. MashaAllah. Hey, who was? Yeah, go ahead. It was made first for a Persian king. For a Persian king, yeah. For him. That's why it has this name. This name is a Persian name. Nardashir. This is a Persian name. لأن النبي ذم المصورين والمصورون يدخل فيه هؤلاء وهؤلاء. هذا يكفي صدر الدين. ما كافي. ما قال إلا كذا. إلا المجسم. إلا من صور غير المجسم. ما قال هذا. Alone, you mean? That's the question that the brother asked. I will review and get back to you, inshallah, on the answer. Tafadhal, go ahead.
The drawing, you mean?
What's the question? Is it permissible to buy the shirt? Yeah. But then you need to do something for that picture. To separate the head or to... Hey, well, if you want to follow the school of Malik, what did I say? He's a mujtahid. Of course it is permissible. Of course it is permissible. It is better to not to do that, but it is permissible. Of course. You give the money as a donation and they will give you the thing as a donation. Do it this way. It is not, if you remember, we talked in the summer that it is not permissible to buy or sell something that does not have a benefit which is recognized religiously. Go ahead, Abdullah. After the death, yeah, it is permissible. Without contaminating yourself with an najasa. Kill the animal for that reason? Is it edible? I know. Is the animal edible? Is it harmful animal? It's not harmful, then how are you going to kill it? Why would you kill it? The rat is harmful. The rat is harmful. There is reward in killing it. So you kill it and then you do that. Yeah, it is permissible. تفضل يا حاجة. تصوير ما بس بالكاميرا وبالإيد كمان اسمه تصوير والتمثال اسمه تصوير كله تصوير بالعربي على ورقة أو على حيط أو على قماشي أو تمثال أو حفر على الخشب نفس الحكم نعم إيه من لأجل لا في يتركه بس فعله في الأصل حرام بالأصل يصور النص حرام بس بعد ما يعمله إذا تركه عنده يجوز إذا صور صورة صورة الكاميرا أنت عم تحكي مثل اللي بيرسمها بإيده نفس الحكم عند مالك يجوز عند مالك يجوز تفضلوا عليكم السلام Can I translate? I think I said it. Everything that... Okay, go. تفضل حاج If taking a picture of an animal or a human being or the like is prohibited. Now, after even with the camera, the same thing applies. Now, after doing that, can you leave it or you have to cut it in a way that if it is a complete one, then you have to cut it so it becomes in a way that the animal or the human being does not live if it has this shape, really. If it is, in the first place, if you take the picture from the navel and up, then taking it according to the Shafi'i school is prohibited. Now, keeping it after taking it is permissible. According to the Maliki school, it is permissible. Basically, that's what we said. The same thing applies to draw a picture with one's hand. The same, or to use something sharp to make a statue of wood or stone or the like. Is it clear? بس حتى تفضل محمد لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ذكر التصوير عموما أليس يتحصل من ذلك صورة أم قصدك تخزينها لا يكون على شكل صورة أنا أتكلم عن إظهارها بعد ذلك عن إظهارها أنا أتكلم عن إظهارها لا يشتريها أما المالكية أجازوا والحصول عليها قد يحصل عليها بالتبرع هدية ليس من باب الشراء وبك تفضل بسم الله حديث إلا ما كان رقما في ثوب إلا ما كان وقما في ثوب. استدل به على أنه إذا لم يكن من نحو مجسما يجوز. Yeah, go ahead. I didn't hear. Before yeah, let me draw your attention to something here. After 4 months, it is not permissible to abort the fetus, the child, regardless of what the doctors say. If you were two people on a boat, wherever, imprisoned together, and you do not have food, you were starving, and you had only a small quantity of food, you are not allowed to kill the other one for you to have all the amount of the food. So even if the doctors say, and they do not know the unforeseen, but even according to their knowledge, they say it is dangerous for the mother not to abort the child, still she is not allowed to kill the child for her to avoid the danger, because this child has a soul now. So be يعني, she doesn't kill someone else for her to be safe. So be aware of this issue. So you were asking, I will recheck the. I'll check it and get back to you, inshallah. Tafaddali. After cutting the head off, they can keep it. Yeah. To what?
To buy
food. I need to review before giving the answer. I do not memorize well. You mean there is a hole?
It's empty.
So it's empty from inside. But it has the shape of an animal, and this animal can live with that shape. It has a hole. It has a hole from underneath. MashaAllah. InshaAllah. I will ask, inshaAllah. Tafaddali. Go ahead, sister.
Is it permissible to get
Is there an animal like that? I will ask, inshallah. To what? How do you play it? And you make?
Words. حروف متخطعة. بس كيف؟ بياخد الدور شيء.
Wow. I'll ask, inshallah.
We need to pray Maghrib, barakallahu feekum.
Yes, Allah yubarak feekum. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم